Hey, it's Oswald here as we drop into the action almost immediately, as we have already started our match here. Syndicate taking on Just for Fun. This is the opening of the Premier League Cup as we follow Syndicate here. They are already down 1-0 following Linux. We do have our admin of the match here, Hito, with us, and Preet from Fro Servers providing the GTV coverage. Syndicate already up 2-0 here. Wee-Man playing ungodly as usual. 6 kills for him to start the match. As we follow Syndicate out of the red spawn, into the marketplace we go as we see teams exchanging kills. Their defender getting a nice kill with the HE grenade on Arnie as Enix now down the new alleyway. He's got Defender Biatch and Batboy to take out. Gaffle, Giraffe, and Ichiban and Linux. Or Enix is still alive here for Syndicate. And just like that, Enix very quickly, 1-2-3, all gamers down. Biatch got one kill in there in Ichiban, but Syndicate 3-0 now. Syndicate 3-0 now over Just for Fun of Germany. Just for Fun out of the covered passageway spawn. Biatch doing a good job. Batboy along with him is we see Just for Fun setting up defensively. Here comes a grenade toss, and that backs up the players from Just for Fun. Returning with a grenade of their own. That was Gaffle, Giraffe, and Upper Fountain Hallway. Nice grenade guns him down. Here comes Syndicate on the rush. Biatch in trouble, and down he goes. Just like that, the second flawless victory here for Syndicate here in the first 4 rounds. So 4-0 now. 4-0 now as we're only about 3 minutes into the match, and Syndicate looking like they are in complete control. Grenades being tossed over near the marketplace alleyway. Under the bridge we go, another grenade coming in there. That grenade just a bit far. Up to the T intersection we go to check things out. Nobody there for Just for Fun, but we do see Checker and company over on the patio courtyard. Wee-Man gets a G36 shot in on Defender. Checker taking out Wee-Man right there. They exchange kills. Ichiban down the stairs from the Upper Fountain hallway. As we saw the last member of Just for Fun run for his life, that was Biatch. Check that, he did have Dan with him. So Dan and Biatch still alive here. Arnie taking aim and connecting. Biatch dropped. Down goes Dan for Just for Fun. So just like that, Syndicate 5-0 now. Round begins once again with the exchange of grenades, as is pretty typical here on this level. Defender, and I believe that was Dan. Yes, they are over in the alleyway just near the marketplace. And here they come with a rush. Checker headshot. A Defender dropped as well. Dan finally gets one kill in there, but Arnie finishing him off very quickly. Arnie continuing forward down the alley timbers where he got 2 kills there. He is now into the marketplace where he's going to be joined by one of his teammates. That is Gaffle Giraffe, the man with the best name in Urban Tear. Wee-Man right there coming around the northeast courtyard. Wee-Man continuing up now into the patio courtyard where he's going to pick up Ichiban. Batboy coming through there. Batboy taking his life in his hands. And Gaffle taking his life from him. 6-0 now. So I'm not sure what we expected today, but Syndicate ownage is how we say that here in shoutcasting. Pure ownage. Syndicate doing a good job. More grenades here to start the round. A grenade tossed up. That takes out one. Checker dropped. Batboy gets a kill in there. And Gaffle drafting. Batboy running through the fountain courtyard, trying to get around the corner and heal, but he is not going to make it. Ichiban with the DE. Pistol whip him into the end of the round. That is going to do it. 7-0 now. 5 minutes in the match. This is a little bit more than we expected here. Dan gets on the board with an early SR8 shot here in the round. That shot took down Wee-Man. As we pick it up with Enix, Batboy coming from behind down the alley timbers. Enix turns around. Nice quick pull of the trigger. Finishes him off. Defender now coming through the marketplace. Alley Arnie right there to support his teammate. And down they go. Another SR8 shot. So Dan capping lives here. That's 2 SR8 kills for Dan as he retreats now with the UMP-45 in it to the alleyway. He gets no more kills as Arnie is going to finish him off here. So it looks like Just for Fun giving up the autos, going with the sniper rifles. Not sure how that is going to play out here. Dan did get a couple of kills there that round, but He is now high and dry as Biatch, the last gamer left alive here for Just for Fun. So 7-0 is where we are at.
New team wins.
Make that 8-0. Ichiban cleaned up by Biatch. And out of the spawn, here comes Just for Fun once again. Just for Fun very quickly into the fountain courtyard. Arnie's HE grenade is already found. Dan, here comes another grenade over the top. That was Gaffle tossing that one. Upper fountain hallway, nobody home. You do hear all the grenades going off in the background. Into the alleyway we go. Gaffle drafting, cutting down Checker. Biatcho returning the favor. Ichiban finishing off Bitch. So just like that, a quick 2-for-1 exchange. Make that 3-4-5-for-1 exchange as Syndicate wins two more. So they are now up 9-0 in this round. 9-0 and counting. So some good action so far, but you know what? It all belongs to Syndicate. We follow Gaffle into the alleyway. He's going to be cut off at the knees. A nice kill there. But being supported by Wee Man and Arnie, they get the round victory here for Just for Fun once again. So the score now 10-0. To be honest, you really don't see scores this so one-sided in playoffs. Usually playoffs is the best of the best, and while that may still be the case, Just for Fun cannot get anything started here on UT Casa today. Wee Man with a grenade, upper fountain hallway, one kill, turns the G36 down on the stairs, finds Checker and Defender. So Wee Man, three more kills. That gives him 12. He's now six off the pace of Arnie. And just like that, Just for Fun, rushing very quickly into the fountain courtyard. I think they know their day is done. As they're now down 11-0. Wee Man coming through into the alleyway. He goes, coming out on the patio courtyard side. He is under attack. 1, 2, 3 directions. Looking like Neo, he is not. Defender dropping Wee Man, but Enix right there for Syndicate.
New team wins.
Killing Just for Fun. But Gaffle playing strong, finishes another round victory here for the Syndicate. 12-0. Yeah, you did not hear me wrong. That is 12-0 in favor of Syndicate. As we watch all the action take place here, we got Defender and Biatch in our view. They are over in the patio courtyard. A grenade coming over the top just near the bridge. Backing off, that was Defender. Defender now backing through the T-intersection. LR-300 out. Gaffle in a lot of trouble. He comes around the corner. He's going to get shot down from behind. Checker with the UMP Tango on his ass. Down he goes. Defender now with support from Batboy passing the T-intersection. Defender backing up over near the alley timbers, but deciding better of it than running down there. As we see Arnie just hanging back over in the patio courtyard. As we pick up the action with Arnie is under attack now. Wee Man right there helping him. As we see Just for Fun reorganizing, healing each other up. And during that time, Enix with the LR-300 kill on Checker. And here we go, Batboy, Just for Fun, under heavy attack over near the red spawn. And it is going to be Enix who finishes him off, giving Syndicate another victory. 13-0 now. Could unlucky 13 be lucky for Just for Fun? Will they get on the board today? We're now halfway through this match on UT Casa. Score 13-0. Upper fountain hallway we go. Syndicate dropping the hammer again. As we see Ichiban get a kill in there. And just like that, you heard in the background, Gaffle drafting, finishing off Batty Boy. Down they go again. 14-0. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. I don't think I expected this sort of domination today. But it is happening. It is live. And we are here to catch it all on Inside the Game. www.getinsidethegame.com. That is where all this action is taking place. As we continue to watch it Just for Fun struggle here. Biatch finishing off Enix with a nice shot there from the LR-300. Down the upper fountain hallway we go. That was Ichiban. LR300, he's got his rifle trained all the way down on the end. Nobody home down there at the moment. As we come around the corner, we do see Gaffel with some support there for Ichiban. A grenade comes raining down up above their heads. Biatch coming around the corner from the LA Timbers, and he is going to be shut down. That's right, Gaffel drafting another kill for Gaffel. Now gives him 15 for the match. Still off the pace of Arnie, who's got 22 kills and 5 deaths for Arnie. Wow. Arnie doing a great job here so far. Score 15-0, 840 and counting. We continue to watch Syndicate dominate here on UT Casa. Under the bridge we go in the Fountain Courtyard. And that is where all the action was taking place. Arnie finishing it off there with a DE round into Dan. So 16-0. 16 points. Arnie under the bridge again. Ichiban getting a kill there on Checker, but Dan's going to drop him with the SR8. Arnie was trying his luck over near the T intersection, but he is going to be dropped. Defender with the LR300. And just like that, Gaffel and Wee Man finishing things off for the Syndicate. 17-0. 17 and counting. Where is this going to stop? 7:50 on the clock and counting. And I don't think Just for Fun can have that clock countdown fast enough. Nobody likes blowouts. They don't make for very exciting commentary, I tell you that right now. As we see Enix getting in on the action, finishing up Defender with the LR300. And in the Fountain Courtyard, here they come. Gaffel draft and beating his teammates to the kill there, finishing off Batty Boy. Biatch also dropped. As you see Ichiban and Wee Man healing up. Checker getting an odd kill there on Arnie, but it is not going to matter. Enix, final kill, 18-0. 18-0 score right here today. Syndicate Just for Fun doing battle. We have 7 minutes to go. You hear the grenade spam raining down on the hallways. Both teams doing the best to avoid that. Wee Man, check that. Ichiban with a great kill there. Just for Fun, Dan getting an SR8 shot in there on Wee Man. Coming around the corner, Dan whipping out the auto and finishing off Ichiban. Great work there by Dan. As Dan now goes back inside the upper fountain hallway. Here he comes, SR8 out in hand. And we are going to keep it there with Dan because he is the last gamer remaining for Just for Fun. He's got Gaffel and Enix to take care of. And just like that, Enix from the T intersection shooting up toward the balcony is going to finish off Dan. 19-0 here in favor of Syndicate. And, you know, maybe this was a day I should have stayed in bed. This is an ass-whooping right now. Action taking place in the Fountain Courtyard. Teams exchanging kills. Ichiban getting a 2-for-1 there before Batty Boy finishing him off. Wee Man coming up the ramp from the bridge. Batty Boy doing another number there on Gaffel Giraffin. So Batty Boy, nice kills that round. But it's not over yet. He's still got Wee Man and Enix to finish off. As we could be nearing a battle, as we watch it here on the minimap, Batty Boy taking aim from the T intersection back to the patio courtyard. Batty Boy getting himself in a corner here. He's able to cut down Wee Man. Nice work there by Batty Boy, but going mano-a-mano with Enix, and Enix finishing him off. LR300 action to the head. Down he goes, 20-0 in favor of Syndicate. Syndicate completely dominating right now. They could be the best, and right now they are the best. They are showing how it is done here. Action again, Fountain Courtyard. You see bodies left and right here. Most of those bodies belonging to Just for Fun. As things slow down, we pick it up with Arnie. Yes, would you believe Arnie is the last gamer alive here for Syndicate? Just for Fun with a big rush there to begin things. Arnie getting a nice kill there on Batty Boy as he maintains his position in the upper front hallway. He comes down the stairs. He's got Defender and Dan underneath the arched foyer here on UT Casa. Dan trying to get in with the DE, not able to do so. Defender finally cuts down Arnie. There goes the flawless round. Score is 20-1. Batty Boy giving the yay. Dan smiling as a Defender able to get his team 1 point here. Sending it out of the covered passage. Spawn once again. Gaffle off the arch for you. Here he comes into the hallway. Going to cut down Batty Boy with the G36 again. Biatch coming through and Ichiban taking down two. Dan and Biatch for a flawless victory. There's a way to come back after you lose one round. A flawless victory. And that is just what they did. 3:29 on the match clock. As we watch the action here, it is Oswald with you. Little Urban here. Fall 2005 Open Cup playoffs. Up on the stairs, Checker and Batty healing Gaffle. Taking advantage of that, getting one kill. Arnie now chasing down Checker. Checker in a bit of trouble. He guns down Wee Man, but then it gets headshotted by Gaffle Giraffe, and that is the round 22-1. And I think we see which way this match is going to go. 2:45 and counting. Sinigan out of the covered passageway spawn. Biatch coming through. Enix cutting him down. Dan getting cut down as well. Gaffle with the kill right there. Defender and Batty Boy sneaking up on the T intersection. Around the corner, here comes Arnie. Top score here in the match so far. Batty Boy able to get him. Actually, check that. Wee Man kills his own teammate. Wee Man with a team kill there of Arnie. Matters not, though. 23-1. 2 minutes to go. Just for fun, wants to take their ball and go home. Will they be doing one or two? They will be going home here after this loss today. Blue team wins. 24-1. Gaffle and Arnie dominating here in the covered door in the fountain courtyard. As we follow Syndicate out of the spawn again, Dan getting that quick SR8 kill. He's done that a couple of times. Dan with a grenade now, finishing off Arnie into the covered passageway we go, and Dan finishing off Gaffle Giraffin as well. So Dan playing very well here. Batty Boy one-on-one up on the patio, and Batty Boy with the DE pistol whips. Ichiban down they go, 24-2. Just under 90 seconds to go here on UT Casa. Upper Fountain Hallway, Arnie taking out Defender, taking out Checker. Wee Man dropping down now into the alleyway. And Wee Man finishing off Biatch with the G36. That's going to leave one gamer. That is Dan. Grenade explodes just above Dan. Actually, Dan has just vacated. Was in the marketplace. Coming around the corner. Nice SR8 shot there by Dan, although it missed, and he's going to be knifed. Yes, that's right. Sliced in new orifice there by Ichiban for the 25th point, and this should be our last round. 42 seconds and counting. Grenades from up high again. Raining down on top of Just for Fun. Batty Boy coming through, Gaffle drafting, turning him back. Defender cuts down Gaffle in the hallway, leading to the fountain courtyard. We pick it up with Biatch reloading the G36 into the upper fountain hallway. He was going to run Arnie with a kill there on Biatch. So we have a 2-on-2 right now. Biatch and Defender. Defender turning his weapon on Arnie, and they are going to get the point, the victory. And that is going to do it here. Final score, 25-2. Going to be right back. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
And let's see. Who wants wheat off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants...
Who wants wheat off the air? Off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
That means I'm not not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
Well, score after one round, 25-3. And it's not going to be an easy task. Not going to be an easy task today on this level, UT Turnpike. So we're going to step away. One more break here. One more center. We'll be right back.
Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike. Quake 3. Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
Now, I like to give all clans their fair shake here, but unfortunately, I don't think there's much we can do about a 22-point lead, as that is what Syndicate has here going into UT Turnpike in the playoffs as we get ready for action once again. Leading scorer there in the first round, Arnie, 38 kills, 14 deaths. He led everybody. Gaffel right behind him, 29 kills, Ichiban 26, NX 21. And Weeman 17. Even Weeman at the bottom there, 17 kills, 13 deaths, would still be a very good Urban Terror round. But 38, well, I'm not going to call Arnie a god, but that was a pretty ungodly performance. Dan led all scorers there for, just for fun, 18 kills, Batty Boy 12, Defender Biash both with 11, and Checker with 9. We're just about set for the start of UT Turnpike. What do we expect? We expect a big run here by Syndicate, by Just for Fun. 3-2-1. Here we go. Good luck and have fun. We follow Syndicate out of the north parking lot. Quickly into the office, and Biatch is going to draw first blood, killing Weeman with the LR-300. Gaffel returning the favor with a nice HE grenade. NX contributing, killing Checker. Dan Battyboy coming down from the stairways. Battyboy going to be cut down. Dan still left alive out on the company park. We go Dan under heavy attack here from behind the blue van. That is Ichiban. But Arnie right there in support of his team is going to pick up a point for Syndicate. So score now 1-0. And Syndicate's lead continues to grow. Not that it's already not big, but it continues to widen here. 1-0 here after about 45 seconds. A nice grenade topped in there by Gaffel again. That's two rounds in a row. He's started with a grenade right near the front entrance, taking out a gamer from Just for Fun. Batty Boy coming out of the metro station. He is going to be under attack. Opens up the reception door. Slides open. He slides back into the metro station with the rest of his teammates here. We got Dwarf and Checker with him. So we got three gamers from JF4F. That's Just for Fun. Hanging out right there. They are the last three gamers. As we hear a couple of tinks on the glass, and yes, that is right, that is Syndicate. Ichiban waiting for the doors to open, and he's going to be dropping the hammer. Here he comes, Ichiban. Very quick work of Ichiban, and HE grenade takes him out. Ichiban, nice toss there. Actually, that toss came in there by Checker. Checker back into the main entrance, and Checker finishing off Gaffel Giraffe, and just near the restrooms, we are tied one apiece here. Second round action, UT Turnpike. Just for Fun is going to probably need their best Urban Terror performance ever if they want to get back in this game. As we watch action here, Gaffel, Enix in the back hallway, just near the loading dock. Here they come moving forward towards the main entrance. Weeman's grenade kills Enix. Gaffel continuing on now through the office building. He's going to exit near the reception area. Nobody home in the metro station. We see him. Here they are, north parking lot. Ichiban cutting down Biatch. Dwarf and Batty Boy still holding their position, though, in the north metro parking lot. They're going to have to be careful that nobody comes through that open north door there, and they actually go in that open door. Down the hallway, they're going to come out near the main entrance. It's a 2-on-3 here in favor of a Syndicate. You hear the doors opening. Out the main door runs Dwarf to support Batty Boy around the corner. Batty Boy under attack. Here comes Ichiban from behind. Dwarf cut down. Batty Boy turning his LR-300, killing Ichiban. Now it's Batty Boy and Gaffel Giraffin. And Battle Boy comes out unscathed.
Blue team wins.
But it did not take long for Wee Man to find him and to kill him. South parking lot, that is where it happened. 2-1 now in favor of Syndicate. We see Checker gets off the SR8 shot and Wee Man dropped just near the Jeep in the north parking lot. So nice work there by Checker to start things here for his clan. We see Dan and Gaffel Giraffin exchanging kills here for their respective teams. Dan coming through the main entrance. Dan under attack. It is Ichiban trying to cut him down, but Dan a little faster on the trigger, but Arnie right there to cut down Dan and get the point for Syndicate. 3-1 now our score. Into the company park very quickly, and action already taking place as we do see Checker finished off by an HE grenade. Gaffel coming out into the company park, into the metro station, but just a bit late as Wee Man, Arnie, and Enix finished off just for fun very quickly. 4-1 now. I don't know, maybe just for fun got their 1 point real early here in the game. I don't know. 4-1 in favor of Syndicate. As we follow Gaffel Giraffin out the alley entrance, down William Street from the second story window, we have a shooter. That's right. No, it is not Oswald, but it is Batty Boy. LR-300 action. Batty Boy doing a good job kicking some ass coming down those stairs. He took out two gamers from Syndicate. Batty Boy going to try the same tactic here, and he is able to cut down Gaffel Giraffin, get to Just for Fun a point. So 4-2 now in favor of Syndicate. We spawn with Just for Fun in the north parking lot through the metro station to come. Grenades being tossed down near the south parking lot. That holds off the attacks from Syndicate. As we watch Checker snipe in the back parking lot, north parking lot, what is he going to do? Actually, there's no action there for now. We're going to switch it up here. We find Syndicate moving out of the building into the alleyway. Ichiban down the alleyway. He is picking up his buddy Arnie. Arnie making his way through the metro station parking lot. Into the metro station, he finds Checker, and Checker is dropped like a bad habit. Down he goes, 5-2 now. In favor of Syndicate. It looks like we are going to have a timeout here at the end of this round. Not sure who called that. So we'll have a stoppage in play here. Coming through the main door, that was Batty Boy. And that is your round right there. Blue team wins again, and we are paused. It looks like Just for Fun called for the timeout. As that seems, Just for Fun is missing one of their gamers in TeamSpeak 2. So that is why we are stopped here. Scoring this round 6-2. Too little, too late. We'll have to wait and see. Syndicate having a good match today so far. And it looks like we should be set to go here in just a moment. Now remember, once we get to the playoffs, we don't play total points. We do play matches won. So if Syndicate wins this match, well, the game is over. So Just for Fun is going to have to come back from their 4-point deficit here, which now stands at 6-2, and try to win this round if they want to move into a third and the tiebreaker round. So 6-2, our score. We're back live here. We pick it up with Checker and a Dwarf going through the metro station. Checker decides to hold back with the SRA cannon. Is it going to do him any good? No, he makes his way into the metro station here very quickly to hook up with a teammate. Nice headshot by Checker coming out the backside, but he's going to be cut down by Wee Man. Grenades, action, everything, 7-2. That's where we are. Syndicate with another point. And we are paused once again. Ichiban has gone 9-9-9. The little Ichiban. You know, Ichiban's a beer, isn't it? Yeah, Ichiban. I want an Ichiban. So we are paused once again. Just about 13 minutes here remaining in this, the second round. And it looks like Ichiban has returned. And we will, too, in just about 3 seconds. Good luck and have fun being handed down by both teams. And we are back live here. 7-2 is our score. 13 minutes on the clock. We spawn again with Syndicate. We follow Caffle drafting down the back hallway. Here comes grenades being exchanged out near the main entrance. Again, Checker backing up. He's got the SRA now. Caffle, we must start things very quickly on Biatch and Dan. And they don't end. Arnie and Caffle get in a couple of kills there as well. And just like that, 23 seconds and the round is over. 8-2. Yes, that is how fast Urban Terror is sometimes. 8-2. It happens quickly. More bodies falling. They're all red. They belong to Just for Fun. Batty Boy behind the blue van in the company park. Not really sure what to do. He can't call for help because he does not have anybody to help him. I can give you a dime. You can call your mom. Maybe she'll help you. I don't know. Grenades just under Batty Boy. He's got the knife out. He's going to try to go for the one-handed sliced orifice move. Here comes Enix up. Oh, Enix very quick with the knife. Slices him a new ass. Down goes Batty Boy. That has got to be the call of the match right there. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Maybe we did. Checker into the company park, passing the blue van out the south parking lot. Goes Checker. He is under attack from behind. Here comes Arnie climbing over the fence. Checker does not see him. Checker being chased down now back into the main entrance. He goes. He's got Arnie hot on his trail, and Arnie is finally going to finish him off. Persistence pays off, and Arnie now under heavy attack here from Dwarf, who kills him. But Galfa right there, it's amazing. Syndicate may lose a gamer, but there's always someone right there to pick up the shooter. Case in point right there, 10-2 our score now, as Syndicate up by 8. And still in control of this match. I got a connection interrupted. Just for fun, into the metro station. Can we call a timeout? The Shoutcaster timed out. We see Checker, Batty Boy come through. Look out, Checker! Checker buys a farm grenade right behind him. As we see Batty Boy and Dan trying to fend off Gaffle Giraffe, and Dan not taking his chance running around the corner here. He decides to hold back from the second story window, though that is Batty Boy gunning down Gaffle Giraffe. But Enix, as I said, right there to pick off Dan. So just like that, 11-2 now. Syndicate still up and up big, and it only continues to grow here. As we start out on William Street, that is Checker with the SRA trying to fend off Wee Man. Wee Man has him in his sights, and once Wee Man gets you in his sights, he is not going to let you get away.
Blue team wins.
12-2 is our score here. We pick it up with Dwarf leading the charge for Just for Fun down the alley. He's got Batty Boy and a Checker in support. Grenades being tossed once again, coming around the corner onto William Street. Nobody there. Enix with a nice double kill, but unfortunately one of those kills was on Arnie. I think that's the second time Arnie's been capped. As we see Batty Boy doing a nice job there, getting another kill here in on Gaffle Giraffe. And Batty Boy now into the company park, passing the metro station. He's going to double back. It looks like he's going to open up. No, he is not going to open it up, as we do have two gamers here. And here they come. Ichiban coming out. He has finished off. Dwarf drops the exploding monkey. Barbecues Enix. That is 0.3 for Just for Fun. 12-3 is our score. We've hit the halfway mark here in this Urban Terror match. Winner of this match will move on to play the winner of Som Gorsi Kick. And right now, I don't think it matters who Syndicate plays. They're having a great match still, as Wee Man finishing off Dwarf after Dwarf got a couple of shots in. Wee Man, oh, surprised by the biatch. But Wee Man says, you're no good. Finishes off gunfire, I should say, from the restroom area, but it is not going to matter. Ichiban finishing off Dan here for the point for Syndicate once again, 13-3, 9-15 and counting down. We pick it up with Dan, SR8, over in the corner lot. He's got Ichiban in his sights, but Dan misses on the trigger pull. Ichiban readying a grenade. He's going to toss it in the direction of Dan. Not able to get Dan. Dan injured. He's down to about 40 health. Dan now behind the Jeep, trying to fend off the attack of one Ichiban here for Syndicate. And Ichiban, persistence does pay off. He gets a cap. And he finally picks off Batty Boy as well over in the north parking lot, 14-3. Syndicate big again. Looking at scores here, Arnie, 21 kills, 9 deaths for him. Leading all Syndicate gamers and Batty Boy with 10-4 just for fun. Into the alleyway we go with Ichiban. Ichiban taking it quiet. Around the corner he comes, jumps off the wall. Nobody there for Syndicate to shoot at. That's because they're already dead. Arnie, the last kill there on Checker. We pick up the action here. 8 minutes to go. We spawn with Ichiban and Syndicate once again down the alley. Shots being taken inside the alleyway door. We go just for fun. Sniping Wee Man. Gaffle draft and cut down by Checker. Good work by Checker as he continues down the back hallway. And just like that, Enix finishing off Checker. Score now 16-3. 7 minutes to go here. Down the alleyway we run with Syndicate once again. Wee Man out in front. Dan and Biatch both getting a kill here. So Syndicate dropping down to 3 gamers here. Wee Man in the McCain Supply Yard. Action taking place inside as Dan lighting up. Gaffle drafting with an HE grenade. It's going to leave Wee Man and Ichiban. Who is going to get the final kill here? As Ichiban now in a bit of trouble. He is the last gamer alive here for Syndicate over in the alleyway, and he is going to be dropped. Checker with the kill, 35 health. He is still alive. 16-4. New round, new gaming action, but with 6 minutes on the clock, Syndicate can basically coast to victory here. Wee Man playing fine. Urban Tear finishing off Checker on William Street rerun, and it's going to be Dan killing Enix. Biatch decides to turn the corner, come out from the McCain Supply Yard, and he is very quickly erased by Wee Man, who came into the supply yard. Wee Man with the LR-300 out. He's still got about 50 health, taking aim at that second-story window. We keep it here with Wee Man. He does have Ichiban in support. Not sure where Ichiban is at the moment. Dan's going to cut him down. Oh, they both died. Dan and Wee Man both bleed to death. Ichiban left alive here over near the reception desk. So it's going to be Wee Man versus Dwarf. Coming down the stairs, Dwarf, one quick shot. He spams and kills Ichiban. Nice kill there. Four just for fun. 16-5 is our score. 5 minutes on the clock. Action starting off a bit slow here. We go inside the office building. We pick it up with Gaffle near the reception desk, cutting down Dwarf from behind. Dwarf never saw it coming, and there's actually been a large battle inside the metro station. A lot of bodies there, mostly red, belonging to Just for Fun. Around the corner, Batty Boy dropping a grenade on Ichiban, but it is not going to matter. Wee Man cutting down Batty Boy on the other side of the map here. 17-5, 5 to go. As we count down to elimination, and who's going to be eliminated? Well, unfortunately, it is going to be Just for Fun. Trying to come back here on UT Turnpike, but just have not had enough today. You have to bring your A game when you play Syndicate, and Just for Fun, maybe brought a B game today. Okay, so that's a bad line. But Just for Fun has not been their typical Just for Fun self. They have just not done what it took to win today. As we see Enix with a kill on Checker through the metro station, we run with Biatch. Biatch leading the charge here. Enix in a bit of trouble. He was sandwiched between two gamers there. Gaffle Giraffe now turning his AK-103 on Dwarf, but Biatch is going to finish him off. 4 minutes to go, 17-6 here. Syndicate still with a large, comfortable lead. As we pick it up with Checker, he's near the alley entrance, dropping a grenade outside. Nobody there. We do see a couple of kills there on the side of Syndicate as we make our way through the office building.
Blue team wins.
And I think that says it all. Blue team wins. Yes, another victory here in 30 seconds for Syndicate. Follow Just for Fun out of the north parking lot into the metro station. Action taking place over in the south parking lot. Arnie in a bit of trouble, under fire. He backs up around the corner. Biatch, oh, nice shot by Biatch. Able to get the shot, tears him asunder. Biatch taking aim at Wee Man and finishing him off with the AK-103. So two kills right there for Biatch. That is going to leave Ichiban to fend for himself. And it looks like Ichiban is lagged out here for a moment. It's going to be an easy kill. Down he goes for just for fun. So they pick up two rounds there. 18-7 is our score here. Spawning once again with just for fun. Into the metro station we fly. We see Dwarf and Batty Boy going upstairs. Batty Boy hooks up with Gaffle Giraffe and finishing him off. Just for fun playing better here in the second round on UT Turnpike. Ichiban, 3-on-1. He's going to be cut down by Dwarf with the G36 as we see Just for Fun regrouping in the McCain Supplier. Here they come, being led by Dan. Flawless victory for Just for Fun. Sorry, I got sidetracked there watching something else here. 18-8 is our score. 2 minutes. Should have about two rounds left if we play at a respectable pace. Picked up with Ichiban down the alley. He runs out onto William Street, taking shots at him. Dwarf under attack. Dwarf and Enix both dropped, and it is going to be a victory here for Syndicate. 155 and counting. And today, well, today was Syndicate's day. As we see Arnie stepping on her grenade, more action over in the McCain Supply Yard. Ichiban with the LR300 kill there on Checker. Ichiban running down William Street, now trying to hook up with the rest of his teammates, but Batty Boy going to cut him down. Not sure where that shot came from, but it is not going to matter. Enix finishing things out there for Syndicate, 20-8. 90 seconds to go in the match. And this is going to be a 2-0 win for Syndicate. Biatch getting a couple of kills in there. It looks like he had 3 kills very quickly. Just missed that. As we follow Biatch, entering from the north parking lot, make that 4 kills for Biatch. Nice work there by Biatch. Turns a corner out near the main entrance. He sees the whites of Gaffle Giraffe in his eye, but Gaffle says, no, I think I will slow you down. He does so with the LR300. Gaffle, well-timed shots, not able to hit. Batty Boy finally hits him in the helmet once, whips out the D, LR300, and I think he just basically ran out of ammo. Batty Boy still alive, 25 health, 33 seconds to go. Our score here, 20-9. So this will be the last round here. Syndicate is going to go on to victory. Action continues. All of today's action belonging to Syndicate. Just for fun, had a couple of good shots, a couple of good rounds in there, but for the most part, now you hear the HK-69 going off in the background. 2-on-1 in the company park, and the two prevail. They are from Syndicate once again. Wee Man, Arnie. Good games already being exchanged. We are out of time here. Checker, your last gamer alive. And Checker, going to be punked. Actually, make that Batty Boy's your last gamer alive. How did I miss him? Batty Boy trying to put off the inevitable here. He's in the north parking lot. Grenade fired his way. It just misses. Batty Boy with about 60 health enters the north hallway. Or the back hallway, excuse me, runs down to the main entrance. He is under attack. Angreifen, Batty Boy. Angreifen! That's what you gotta do. You gotta fire. And attack. Batty Boy over in the alleyway. He is gonna be cut down. There is your final score, 21-9. We're gonna step away, come right back, and finish things up. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah,
And welcome back here to Inside the Game. It is Oswald with you. We are getting ready to wrap things up here. It's a pretty good matching day, at least if you're on the side of Syndicate. Syndicate comes out on top there in that second round, 21-9. Before that, they had a 25-3 victory, so they win both rounds. Your leading scorer today in that second round was Enix for Syndicate, Batty Boy for Just for Fun. So Syndicate going to move on here. Just for Fun goes home for another season here in the Open Cup, getting ready for Nations Cup action. Our gamers are active warriors of the game today. I'm going to hand it out to Batty Boy for Just for Fun. We're also going to give it to Arnie for Syndicate. Both had good rounds. Arnie seemed to be everywhere and anywhere. He had, he had about 65 kills in those two matches. So that is going to do it. Just for Fun defeats, or Syndicate defeats Just for Fun today. For Inside the Game, I'm Oswald. We'll see you next time.